Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
A new report today by the pharmacy regulator highlights pressures on the pharmacy workforce for the first time and details how, after the COVID pandemic, some pharmacists are experiencing stress and even burnout. The report contains a survey of over 1,200 pharmacists to find out how they felt about their work and working conditions. Well, to tell us more about the report and its implications for the industry, we're joined now by Joanne Cassan, who is Chief Officer of the PSI, the pharmacy regulator. And Joanne, you're welcome to the programme. It's an important report because it's the first report really to look at workforce planning in the pharmacy sector.
Yes, Sarah, thank you very much for having me on. And yes, indeed, it is the first report of its kind in Ireland to address the issue of pharmacy workforce planning. And just to give some context, Sarah, the decision for the Pharmaceutical Society of Ireland to examine the issue is based on our public interest responsibilities as the pharmacy regulator. And in the absence of any, I suppose, strategic workforce planning initiatives for pharmacy in Ireland, there's no robust data at the moment about the pharmacy workforce, and it's our responsibility to ensure there are enough pharmacists available to meet patients' needs and to play a full role in the development of any future integrated healthcare system.
And do we have enough? Because we actually do have quite a lot of pharmacists in Ireland.
Yes, actually. I suppose it's quite interesting in terms of, and the data from the report would certainly indicate that the pharmacy workforce capacity in Ireland is almost twice the global average. But I suppose also we have a significant number of retail pharmacy businesses in Ireland. So while you would see that, I suppose the report would indicate that there is an ability to meet demand, the findings aren't reflective of the current availability for pharmacists for community or hospital-based settings. Now, progress is being made in terms of streamlining qualification routeways, and obviously the Higher Education Authority and the Department of Higher Education announced obviously recently expansion of college places for pharmacists.
So you talk to me then a little bit more about this survey. You carried out a survey of pharmacists. Now, it was in November 2022, almost a full year ago, and I suppose pharmacists would still very much been feeling the after effects or even the effects of the pandemic.
Yes, Sarah, absolutely. So in terms of stress and burnout, we had over 93% of community pharmacists and 75% of hospital pharmacists who reported stress as being, you know, a regular part of their role. And I suppose it's important to acknowledge that, but I suppose also just to provide some context in terms of the role that pharmacy played during COVID-19. And, you know, it was a particularly busy time for all of healthcare, but also the challenges, I suppose, experienced by pharmacists since then, including dealing with medicines availability. And, you know, there's been an increasing problem from pharmacy. And I suppose the COVID-19 pandemic definitely took its toll on pharmacists. And I suppose, Sarah, it's really important, and we, the regulator, recognise that we need our pharmacists and their teams to be well and not regularly operating under stress, so that patients and are getting their pharmacists at their best and operating safe and reliable services.
Mm. Interesting that only one in five felt valued by the health system, which I imagine is a very disappointing figure.
Indeed, and actually that was acknowledged today by the Secretary General, Robert Watt, as part of when he launched the report for the Pharmaceutical Society of Ireland. But I would say, Sarah, I think, you know, we intend undertaking the survey again later on this year, and we want to reassess the sentiment, because there has actually been a lot of progress since the survey was undertaken last year, I suppose, in particularly around the area of career progression for pharmacists and the establishment by the Minister for Health of the expert task force to support the expansion of the role of pharmacy. So there has been some progress in the area. Pharmacists, you know, largely, I suppose, what we found in the report as well in terms of some positives is that, you know, pharmacists do want to play an expanded role. 93% of them do. And 4 out of 5 pharmacists, you know, do enjoy patient-facing roles and want to continue to work with patients and the public. But they do feel undervalued in the context of recognition by the health service. But I would say that progress is being made in that area, and we're very happy by the progress that has been made by the Department of Health in that area over the past number of months.
And one of your recommendations is the appointment of a chief pharmaceutical officer. What would the chief pharmaceutical officer do?
Well, the appointment of a chief pharmaceutical officer is one of the areas that we've asked the department to consider for their recommendation. And I suppose one of the findings there in the report was a lack of leadership of and for the pharmacy profession. So a chief pharmaceutical officer is a role that would be seen across many of the other jurisdictions. It would streamline leadership and coordinate leadership for the profession And it's an area that we've asked the department to consider in circumstances where there would be the equivalent role for medicine, dentistry, health and social care professions.
Just finally then, Joanne, we've had some discussion on this programme about pharmacists doing more prescribing or taking on, you know, extra sort of, I suppose, traditionally GP type activities. Is that something that you'd be in favour of?
Yes, absolutely. The pharmacy regulator is fully in favour of that, Sarah, in the context of appropriate training, the appropriate guidance and regulation put in place to support pharmacists in carrying out that role. And again, pharmacists are very keen and very ambitious to expand their scope of practice and to undertake specialisation in their roles.
It's very interesting to speak to you. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Joanne Cassan, who is Chief Officer of the Pharmacy Regulator.